Roselawn Condon, a STEM school in the Cincinnati Public School District, is wasting no time in introducing the concept of levers in kindergarten math class. Outside educator Sharon Young holds up a book to a room full of very interested 5- and 6-year-olds.
With our book here, how can you lift a lion? Have you ever tried to lift a lion before?
No!
You haven't. You'd have to be awfully strong to do it.
Young is with iSpace, a Cincinnati nonprofit whose goal is to get kids excited about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math through Legos, rockets, and robots. In urban areas, many kids don't have access to Legos because they're too expensive. To these kids, Sharon is explaining the concept of gravity and how a lever lets you lift heavy objects like a lion. Holding a picture of the lever, or in this case, a seesaw they will build, she introduces words like schematics, fulcrum, studs, beam, and bricks.
They have been working on just learning some of the Lego pieces. We've been doing sorting with them, even like Venn diagrams. Before we started the builds, we did a lot of just looking at the pieces, looking at their attributes, so the kids understand, and even going over some of what we call the language of Lego.
On each table is a bin of educational Legos donated by Ethicon and the Andrew Juergens Foundation. GE Aviation provides volunteers through iSpace. There are other Legos the kids will be able to take home and keep. Kim Lenahan is with Ethicon.
And this is a great way for us to reach out to the community, to help the neighborhoods in which we live and work, and to help these students grow and maybe one day be our next engineers.
Look what pieces you have to find. Yes, you do need those.
I got this one.
Oh, you need that one. What else do you need?
Look. We need this one and
good
this
job.
One.
Good job. Green one.
Sue Hare used to be a mechanical engineer for GE. She now teaches for iSpace. She says Legos and any kind of building blocks help kids visualize engineering principles.
It helps them construct understanding in their head when they actually get to do it and see it instead of just hearing about it. That balance and unbalance, it's kind of a difficult concept for kindergartners. But then to see it, you know, that they can make it level. And then when it's not level, then it's unbalanced. So I love that they're getting a lot of the higher level terminology, the scientific terminology, that they may still not grasp yet, but then when they're encounter it again later, they're like, oh yeah, I remember doing that. And they'll have a better place to put it in their brain that kind of can relate to what's really going on.
With some help, the group at each table is successfully building a seesaw.
You guys are pretty smart. How are you figuring this out?
We know how to do it.
What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph?
I'm smart.
Sharon says having them figure it out for themselves builds their confidence. They say things like,
I can do it. Look what I've done. I get it. You know, those aha moments.
Mr. Vole, the principal of Roselawn Condon, is making his way around each table to examine the seesaws the kids built.
If it's all the way down, is it balanced or unbalanced?
Unbalanced.
So, and if it's together like this, then it's
balanced.
That's awesome. Good job. Good job.
Vole is looking forward to how smart these kindergartners will be when they get into eighth grade at this STEM school. His eighth graders are also doing well.
My eighth graders actually earn high school credit in physical science. So we're building the capacity for that program this early.
The excitement is building too. This is the 7th week for the Lego program in kindergarten, and each child is having fun digging through the Lego bin.
A lot of pieces.
It's a lot. And these tire wheels.
Yes, but we're not going to be using tires today.
No, we're going to be using
these. Look what pieces you have to find.
Hartwell Elementary is also taking part in this iSpace-sponsored Lego education. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.